This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
All right, it is a very hot but beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And it's really weird because there's this other tropical disturbance kind of coming across Florida again. And most of these things, come up from the Gulf. But this is the second time in a row in a week that we've had the tropical disturbance coming across the Gulf. Look, I was in Pensacola last weekend, and I can tell you that there's a lot of seaweed in the water, and somebody told me that it's because the storm stirred up all the seaweed. And the water's really kind of green. It's still clear, but it's not as pretty as it has been. I still go. I mean, the water's warm. It feels awesome. But there's a lot of seaweed just really throughout the water. There are a few big chunks of seaweed, but they're just little bits of seaweed really scattered throughout the water. And I guess if there's another storm, that's going to continue. All right, Tuesday afternoon, we made it through Monday. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. So do you remember, see, things go in trends. Do you remember not long ago on this show, people were calling and texting, and they were paranoid. These are the right-wing radicals. They were paranoid about drag queens. And drag queens were grooming our kids. And drag queens were molesting our children and having sex with our children. Do you remember that? I mean, it went on for a while. And this was information being fed from the conservative media echo chamber that just wants to get you all excited and riled up about anything that they consider to be deviant. And there are people who don't understand drag queens, and I'm not a drag queen, so I don't understand drag queens. There's no need to understand drag queens. I grew up in New Orleans. My parents took us to the Quarter when we were kids, and we all saw drag queens when we were kids. It was not a big deal. It's not a big deal today, not to me. But to some people, drag queens were like the evil people. And these people, they were reading stories to children with one hand while they were grabbing the genitals of our children with the other hand. That stuff didn't happen. I mean, there are a few bad drag queens that probably did the wrong thing or were a little bit too sexual, I guess. But, I mean, my God, look at the people who have child porn. They're middle-aged white men. You don't judge every group by the behavior of a few within the group, and you don't judge all drag queens by the behavior of a few. So you've heard in our news this 38 New Orleans educator is now reportedly arrested for child trafficking, for sex trafficking. So here you've got this Grammy Award-winning music teacher. you're not worried about him. You're worried about the damn drag queens. Well, while you're focused on the drag queens, this guy is sex trafficking your kids. So, you know, there is great wisdom that comes from this show every day from 1 to 4. And I mean great wisdom. And if you were with us back then during that trend when everybody was worried about the drag queens, and I'm not worried about the drag queens, and I get called, you know, I get called names because I'm standing up for the drag queens, and people say, well, you must be gay if you're standing up for the drag queens. No, I'm standing up for what is right. I'm standing up for what is real. And the truth is, drag queens are not going around. There's no group of drag queens going around trying to groom your damn children. But it's guys like this teacher. It was the Catholic priest. It was people that you never expected. They were the ones grooming your kids, and they were the ones grabbing the genitals and having sex with your children. And you weren't even worried about them. So, you know, again, if you would have been with us back then, we would have set the record straight, and you would understand that drag queens were nothing to fear. They're bad drag queens, just like they're bad people that look just like you. There are people that look just like you who are really bad people. But I don't judge you because of the behavior of those other people. So, you know, don't be so quick to buy into this. Yeah, drag queens, man, they're doing it. They're getting our kids. They weren't getting your kids. But, man, America was all caught up in this frenzy about drag queens. And then here is this Grammy Award-winning teacher who is suspected of sex trafficking, having sex with your kids. So, my point is made. An air traffic controller did not warn a B-52 bomber crew during a flyby at a stadium that there was a small airline commuter jet nearby. This is according to new information from the Air Force after a brief investigation was done into somewhat of a close call that happened over the weekend. Now, there's been a lot of talk about air traffic controllers since President Trump's administration has done some shuffling and has fired some air traffic controllers. You know, I talked to an airline pilot over the weekend. He was it's a friend of my family's friend of our family's husband. And he's a former airline pilot. He now works for the FAA. I'm going to contact him and see if he's willing to go on the air. He works for the FAA, and he could give us some interesting insight. He's about to retire because of the Trump administration. He'd like to go on, but he's kind of being forced out. So I hope this is all good. I mean, I hope people don't die because things are unsettled with air traffic controllers. And again, I hope this was just a one-time deal and not a big thing that is just a problem that's going to continue to grow because they keep firing people. So, you know, it's something to watch and pay attention to. So this candidate for mayor of New Orleans, this New Orleans civil, you know, not civil district. What was the guy's? He had a couple of different positions. He was basically head of the Orleans Parish Communication District in the city. And a judge has ruled that this guy, Terrell Morris, is not qualified, does not meet the eligibility requirements to run for office, and said that he can't run. So I think he's being removed from the ballot, which is good, because this guy was involved in so many questionable things, and I don't think he was found guilty yet, but he was involved in so many shady things by his own doing, that I'm thinking, this guy has no right to run for mayor. And so I'm glad he's off the ballot. And then you heard it in our news today that, once again, City Council member Helena Moreno has a very significant lead in the mayor's race. And I think this is a positive thing. I think she is a strong woman. I think she's a fair woman. And I think she is somebody who would make a very good mayor for New Orleans and help us transition from the disaster that we're dealing with right now. And I mean disaster. You've also heard in our news that Mayor LaToya Cantrell, remember that name, because this name and the family name is going to be tarnished forever. Forever. And it's because of her. The media didn't do it. I didn't do it. Mayor Cantrell did it to herself, did it to her family name, and did it to everybody who works for her. Mayor Cantrell is in our news. Created an emergency when an emergency did not exist as a way of trying to steal the contract away from Sidney Torres and Ivy Waste and give it to Troy Henry. Why does she want to give this to Troy Henry? Why is she working so hard to give this to Troy Henry? We don't know. But there's a reason. There's an answer to that question. And I don't know what it is. If you know what it is and you can give us information that we can confirm it, we'll talk about it. But I know there's a connection between LaToya Cantrell and Troy Henry, but I don't know what that connection is. And sometimes when there's connections with people and it involves big contracts, it's dirty. It is maybe borderline unethical. But again, we don't know. She may just like the man so much that she's willing to make up things to make sure that he gets this contract. It may be that he's her same color. Maybe it's a race thing. Maybe she wants to give it to him. I don't know what the reason is, but there is a reason. But we need somebody who is going to bring us out of this deep, deep state of affairs that we're in New Orleans. And a mayor that is chasing people away. And I guarantee you that history is going to record LaToya Cantrell as a disastrous mayor. And it's a shame because the few good things she did are going to be shrouded in controversy and shrouded in shady, shady dealings and egomaniacal behavior. Shame on her for doing that to our city. And shame on her for putting herself first and the citizens who put her in office second. And it seems like the citizens who are responding to polls right now are saying, hey, you know what? Race doesn't matter. We just want the best person in that position. And we'll see what happens over time. Okay, let's go to Ian Ozen in the newsroom with some breaking news.
Yeah, this is a sad day for metalheads everywhere. Black Sabbath's Ozzy Osbourne, a man of a renowned solo career, of course, Black Sabbath. The man really needs no introduction. He has died at the age of 76. This is according to an announcement his family and his representatives released to the BBC less than 20 minutes ago. That statement saying, quote, "It is with more sadness than mere words can convey that we have to report that our beloved Ozzy Osbourne has passed away this morning. He is with his family and surrounded by love. We ask everyone to respect our family privacy at this time." Osbourne had been battling Parkinson's and just 3 weeks ago, was it, performed his last show with Black Sabbath. His family announcing through the BBC just moments ago, Ozzy Osbourne dead at the age of 76.
Wow. Just really sad news, Ian. And he looked... You know, when you saw him do that show, he looked good. He looked okay.
Ozzy looked like Ozzy had looked for the last 10 or so years. You knew it wasn't prime Ozzy Osbourne, but it was still the character that you've come to know and love over the last 50 years or so of his career. That performance, by the way, is going to be turned into a concert film. It'll be released in theaters next year. And that will, at the very least, his last show was captured on video and will live with us forever. And we get to see Ozzy that one last time as he was. And the beautiful thing is, as you mentioned, a lot of rock stars, when they start to fade away, they're shells of their former selves. For Ozzy, he still very much was Ozzy, and we'll be able to remember him both as he was and as he is. It's still hard to say was because he was just on stage a few weeks ago. So for those who grew up listening to him, for those who had the chance to see him live, this is a total gut punch. It wasn't expected, as you mentioned, because he was himself just 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, of course, you know, Ozzy was never that active on stage. And, he had those lifeless eyes, those shark eyes, lifeless, rolled back in your head. Anyway, sorry, I digress. But Ozzy Osbourne was never that active. He didn't dance and move around a lot on stage. So he was kind of a stoic figure. So, he didn't have to do much to look, as you say, like the old Ozzy.
No, and the beautiful thing about Ozzy Osbourne and his character, and let's put that out there, Ozzy was a character. And people have this image of him, whatever it is, whether it involves bats, whether it's the All Black, whether it's Ozzy, the family man from the MTV reality series. We have this vision of Ozzy Osbourne. And that's because even though he didn't move, he didn't dance, he wasn't a pop star, the man's presence was larger than life, and he commanded that presence no matter who his audience was. No matter whether you listened to his music or if you knew him from his TV appearances, you knew who Ozzy Osbourne was. Not too many musicians, whether they're pop stars, rock stars, whatever the case, can say that nowadays.
Well, there are not too many heavy metal stars who become part of pop culture.
Right.
And Ozzy Osbourne was indeed a heavy metal star, but he was also bigger than life, and he was part of pop culture. I did an interview with him. He was performing at the Pensacola Civic Auditorium in Pensacola. And, you know, in fact, I went to Pensacola this past weekend, and when I drove by getting off I-10, I-110, I guess it is, when I got off the interstate and it was on my way to Santa Rosa Island, I passed the auditorium, and I thought about that interview that I had with Ozzy. And I wonder if they still have that. I'm going to have to call Channel 5 in Mobile and see if they still have that interview. It was a TV interview that we did. And, you know, and I asked Ozzy, there was a lot of controversy about his music and music in general, causing people to commit acts of violence. And I asked Ozzy about that. And he said, Scoot, you know, I'm sure some kid who commits suicide, I'm sure it's not because of the music. I'm sure they're on drugs or alcohol or both. It wasn't the music. It's what they're involved in that causes them to do that. And a court did throw out a lawsuit brought on by the parents of a 15-year-old who committed suicide after listening to his song "Suicide Solutions"
right,
over and over and over again. And the piece that I did on Ozzy on Channel 5 in Pensacola and Mobile was about how you can't blame the music, and that if your kid is in his bedroom listening to the same song over and over and over again, I don't care what song it is, maybe that's the symptom of a problem.
It is. Well, it certainly would seem to be a symptom of a problem, but in the case of Ozzy, it's not the music. Music is art, and art is what you make of it. And to blame a musician for an unfortunate happenstance, I think, is a bit of a stretch. And you talked about how people listen to music and how they can interpret it whichever way. My phone's blowing up right now. A bunch of guys I went to school with from kindergarten all the way through high school, they're blowing up my phone right now talking about their memories. First time they heard Ozzy Osbourne, pop culture appearances that he made, and just reminiscing about what Ozzy brought to all of our lives as a collective group. And the beautiful thing is, some people think of Ozzy as this demonic figure. Again, that shows how well he played the character. But for many more, for the vast majority of people who knew his music, they'll remember the good times that music was involved with.
Yeah, and he was kind of crazy, and one of the things that really added to the mystique of Ozzy Osbourne and this demonic type, satanic like image was, you know, relating to the bat, and somebody threw a dead bat on stage, and he thought it was a plastic
bat,
and he literally bit the head off the bat. He had to go through rabies treatment because of the possibility that the bat might have had rabies, and that, I don't know what it is like now. I hope it's better, but at the time, it was a very, very painful process. But the whole idea of biting the head off a live bat, or a dead bat, but a real bat, it just kind of added to the whole mystique of this guy.
Yeah, and still 40 plus years later, people still talk about it. You ask anybody about Ozzy Osbourne, that's one of the first things they'll bring up. They'll mention Crazy Train. They may mention some of his work with Black Sabbath, War Pigs. They may mention something else. But the bat typically is the first thing that gets brought up.
Yeah, that's right, because it was such a bizarre event. Ozzy Osbourne, I'll never forget the time that I spent with him in the dressing room backstage at the Pensacola Civic Auditorium. I don't know, it may have some other name now, but at the time it was the Pensacola Civic Auditorium. And interestingly, I just thought about that this past weekend, driving by it on my way to Pensacola Beach.
Yeah, and Ozzy Osbourne, for those who just tuned in, dead at the age of 76, it's appropriate that he had a song like "Mama, I'm Coming Home," because for Ozzy, that would be the perfect song right now as he shuffles off this mortal coil.
That's exactly right. And we're ready. We're ready with it. All right. I mean, if you want to share thoughts about Ozzy Osbourne, I'd be happy to take your calls, or we'll take your comments. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504 1-866-360-1870. Ian Ozan, thank you for the breaking news. I'm sorry that it's sad news, but Ozzy Osbourne passing away at the age of 76. And just a few weeks ago, he looked okay. Ozzy Osbourne has gone home. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. What a great, incredible city we live in. It's amazing, but yet it is so effed up in so many ways, and our mayor is contributing greatly to that. So, Mayor Cantrell apparently created an emergency when there wasn't an emergency just to give a contract to Troy Henry. Why? We don't know. Let me just repeat it. If you're just tuning in, we just had breaking news with Ian Ozan a few minutes ago from the news center. Ozzy Osbourne has passed away at the age of 76 years old. He was dealing with Parkinson's. And, you know, just a few weeks ago, he did this final concert. And, you know, I saw a video of that, and he looked good. He looked like Ozzy. I mean, Ozzy was never that active on stage, but he looked like Ozzy. And so I'm really shocked to hear that he passed away so soon after, you know, looking okay. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We got a lot to talk about with the mayor, but, you know, if you do want to share any thoughts about Ozzy Osbourne, it's a great thing about talk radio. You can do that. And I'm just sharing some of my thoughts about the time that I did a television interview with Ozzy. And it was backstage at the Pensacola Civic Auditorium. Again, I don't know, it may have another name now. But ironically, I was in Pensacola Beach this past weekend and passed by there and just thought a lot about that interview that I had with Ozzy, because it was just a great moment. And I did that interview at a time when there was a lot of controversy about his music and about music that influences people, about music that allegedly influences people. And Ozzy Osbourne and his record company were taken to court by the parents of a 15-year-old who committed suicide. And, you know, I can't blame parents for wanting to find something or somebody to blame for their son's suicide. I can't blame them for that. I understand that. But it wasn't fair. It's not fair to blame the music. And I did a whole piece on WKRG-TV, Channel 5 in Mobile, Pensacola, about Ozzy Osbourne and talking about the music. And does rock music inspire negative behavior? And, you know, I couldn't help but just talk about the music isn't encouraging the behavior. If somebody is prone to negative behavior, they're going to select a certain kind of music that relates to their mood. And if their mood is suicidal, they're going to find dark music that relates to that mood. The music didn't make them suicidal. Them being suicidal was first. But if they're suicidal, they're going to find certain songs that speak to them. And they're going to choose that as the music that they want to listen to. Kind of like when you're in love, a love song means more to you than if you just happen to hear a love song. And love songs don't make you fall in love. But if you're in love, listening to a love song can enhance your mood. So your thoughts and your feelings about being in love preceded your selection of music. And I would say the same is true in the case of suicide, where somebody, you know, commits suicide and they didn't do it because of the music. Judas Priest was another band that was brought to court. And in both of those cases, the judges threw the cases out, saying the music is not to blame. And it was really the result of just what was going on inside the minds of these kids that committed suicide. And I pointed out that, you know, listening to the same song over and over again, staying in your room, staying isolated, those are symptoms of a problem. It's not the music. The music might be the symptom of a problem, but the music is not the problem. All right, let's go to Hammond. Wayne, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Spood, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Look, there's a thing. Last week, Connie Stevens died at 86. Yesterday, we had that tragic drowning of the guy that played on the Cosby's.
Yeah, the Cosby Show. Yeah.
And now Ozzy Osbourne died. They've always been told through the years, when one celebrity or famous person dies, two follow. And this is the third one within a short period of time.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't made that that observation, but it's a good observation. I know we hear that celebrities die in threes. You know, I don't know if that's true because, you know, how much time is there between one death and another death? You know, when they all happen close together like this, you can't help but think, hey, maybe there's something to it. But
same thing with Gene Hackman. The same thing when Gene Hackman was found dead. Two other celebrities, one went before him, then him and another one within a 2-week time period.
So you believe it?
Yeah, it's been like that for years. Even when Michael Jackson died, two other famous people died behind him or with him.
Well, and Farrah Fawcett died the same day.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There was three of them in that same time period. Within 2 weeks, three of them died. They go in threes every time. That's been going on since the 60s.
So if two famous people die and you're famous and you're not feeling too well, are you kind of concerned or kind of worried that you're next?
I don't know. I think I would be. Yeah. I'm not rich, but I'm just saying.
All right, Wayne. I appreciate the call. That's an interesting observation. Let's go to Mark in Metairie. Mark, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Yeah, definitely sad to hear that Ozzy passed away. You know, of course, so soon.
Such an iconic figure.
Yeah, definitely. I do got to call you out a little bit though, because just a few minutes ago when you announced it, you said that Ozzy looked great on stage. Well, he looked great considering he doesn't look great, right?
Well, okay, I guess that's kind of relative. I mean, I thought he looked like Ozzy, you know. But again, I mean, I wasn't there live. I saw the video.
Right. And also, you said he was never really very active on stage, but Ozzy was, you know, like a maniac, you know, on stage.
Really? I don't remember him being that active, but I'll take your word for it. I'm not an expert on all of Ozzy's shows, but I just remember this stoic figure kind of standing there very stoically with the mic in his hand singing, and I don't remember a lot of movement.
Well, I guess probably the last 20 years for sure, you know, but definitely back in the 80s, you know, I luckily got the opportunity to see him a few times, and you know, just always, you know, sort of running from back and forth, one side of the stage to the next.
Mark, what was special about Ozzy to you?
Well, I'm a musician, you know, and even before I ever picked up a guitar, you know, of course it was growing up on country music and stuff like that. And then once I discovered Kiss and Black Sabbath, that was really it. That was the direction I wanted to go.
Yeah.
You know, as far as Ozzy, I mean, you know, again, you said the right word. I mean, just iconic, right? I mean, I don't think there's a rock musician in the world that could say they weren't influenced by Ozzy. Just like there's not a musician in the world that could say they're not influenced by the Beatles, right? So you know, he's right there in that iconoclast sort of status, you know?
Yeah, and you know, he was a very interesting personality. I mean, he was a bit tacit. He wasn't that outgoing, but I remember I only watched the first season of The Osbournes, but I was totally intrigued by it. And I learned something about myself watching the Osbournes, the early season of it. You know, I always thought that because I had moved and I was not always in the same city with my son, that was something that I always felt guilty about and still struggle with it today. But when I heard Sharon once say, you know, Ozzy was a great dad, he was just a different kind of dad. And it sort of made me realize that, you know, I was a good dad to my son, but I was just a different dad. And we were close and we're still very close. And all of that was the most important thing to me. But I was a little different and I wasn't there every day. And again, I still feel very guilty about that. But seeing Ozzy and hearing Sharon say that really did help me with my guilt.
Well, that's good to hear. And you're right. Not every dad is the same. Same type of dad. So.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of parents, a lot of dads are they're there physically, but they're not really there emotionally. Mark, I appreciate the call. I've got to get to a break here. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. So what's the deal with the trash and the contract and the French Quarter? And what's going on between LaToya Cantrell and Troy Henry? Something's going on. We don't know what it is, but something is going on. I'm Scoot. We'll be back to talk about that on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this was a younger Ozzy who was with the band Black Sabbath. And, you know, I mean, just the title of the band was evil and macabre. And, you know, parents were very much against a lot of their kids listening to this kind of music. And it was seen as the music of the devil. And, you know, Ozzy had sort of a satanic kind of image and, you know, wore a lot of black. And then he, you know, bit the head off the bat. And, you know, bats kind of have this mysterious relationship with evil thoughts and evil doings, and then of course the bat related to vampires. And anyway, Ozzy was quite a character. And if you're just tuning in, we got the news just a little while ago that Ozzy Osbourne has passed away at the age of 76 years old. And just a couple of weeks ago did his final concert, which we now understand is going to be made into a movie and released sometime next year. Somebody called and said celebrities die in threes. Connie Stevens died recently. The guy from the Cosby Show played Theo, drowned on vacation in Costa Rica the other day. And now today it's Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, do you believe that celebrities pass away in threes? Yeah, I did a little research on this a while back, and, you know, there's really nothing to it. I know it seems pretty amazing because it does seem to happen, but there's no set time in which the three people have to pass away. You know, somebody passes away, and then, you know, a month later, somebody passes away. And a month later, somebody passes. Oh, see, they die in threes. You see what I mean? Or somebody can pass away, and 2 weeks later, somebody passes away, and then, you know, 2 months later, so, see, they die in threes. So there's such a varied amount of time in between different people who pass away, but people want to lump them into all passing away in threes, that I don't think there's anything to it. I think it's just a coincidence. And it's really it's sad, but you know, we knew that Ozzy was not well, and he's now gone home. So Ozzy Osbourne passing away at the age of 76. We know he's at peace now. So look, let me just tell you just briefly about the city council. Well, not the city council. I mean, city officials. Three senior city officials were shocked when Cantrell agreed to keep the IV waste in Sydney Torres working on the emergency sanitation contract for the French Quarter and the downtown development district. She was going to let it go. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, the next day, she issues an emergency declaration to install Henry Consulting in a no-bid contract. This stinks more than the trash. I mean, Mayor, do you think we're stupid? I mean, we don't know yet what you're getting away with, but you're trying to get away with something. And Troy Henry, we don't know what's going on, but I don't expect the truth from you. I mean, you can give lip service and you can do word salad, but I mean, do you really want to explain? And don't tell me there's no relationship between you and Mayor Cantrell, because this behavior does not lend itself to the suggestion that there's nothing between you and Cantrell. Angel is in Chalmette. Angel, welcome to the show.
Hello. I have a theory.
Okay.
Hello?
Can yes.
You hear me? I have a theory about Cantrell and Troy Henry.
All right.
She wants a certain person to become mayor. That certain person is the only one who voted against Ivy Waste. And I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive that that certain person is related to Troy Henry.
What are you talking about, Oliver Thomas?
If she pushes it through, the dirt is on her and his hands are clean. And yes, I am talking about Oliver Thomas.
Yeah. So, Troy, yeah, I believe we talked about this also, that Troy Henry and Oliver Thomas have some kind of relationship.
I mean,
some kind of relatives in some ways.
Yeah, I want to say they're cousins.
Yeah, I think so.
I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive.
I mean, they might even be distant cousins, but you think they're related?
Yes.
Because that has come
out. I honestly believe that she is trying to push it through so that her buddy gets to keep his hands clean.
Well,
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah. Well, he's got bigger problems than that in his run for mayor. I mean, he's got bigger problems than that, but that would be a problem for him. But then why is she so interested in Oliver Thomas becoming mayor? What does she care? She's going to move on.
There's something there.
Oh, there's something there. Oh, yeah, there's something there. And so even when you take it away from Troy Henry and you go to, okay, well, why does she want Oliver Thomas to be mayor? There's something there. And we don't know,
or
because
maybe she sees Thomas as her puppet.
Yeah, I hope she's gone. I hope she gets out of here. I mean, I hope
she goes back to Compton itself.
Yeah, I don't care where she goes. I want her. I'd like her off the planet. But if we can't get her off the planet, then I want her out of the city. I don't want her anywhere around here, because the stench.
No.
Of her personality just does not need to be here. I got to get to a break here. Angel, interesting observation. I appreciate the call. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's continue to remember Ozzy Osbourne passing away at the age of 76. And here's another classic Ozzy Black Sabbath. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's hot as hell outside, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2005, Eugene Record, the lead singer of the Shy Lights, died of cancer. He was 64 years old. We'll continue to talk a little bit about the passing of Ozzy Osbourne, certainly an iconic figure, a heavy metal rocker who became part of pop culture. He was really known by just about everybody, and not every heavy metal artist is known by everybody. We also got to continue to talk about the trash. I'm talking about the trash in the French Quarter and the trash in City Hall. It is a mess, and we need to try to expose it. But can we figure out what's going on? I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.